your Opel dealer.
Live, on air, online and on the Highland Radio app, this is Highland Radio News.
Good evening, it's Donna Marie Doherty with the news at 5 o'clock. First, a look at today's main stories. A decision has been made to build a new fire station that will serve both Ballyshannon and Bundoran. A special meeting of Donegal County Council has been held to date that just over 1,800 proposed social homes are at varying stages of completion. The Taoiseach's time is running short, according to a Donegal senator, and a resident in East Donegal has put forward a reward and a bid to bring an end to antisocial behaviour in Killygordon on Halloween night. These stories in full, plus more to follow. Mark Gallagher will also have all the latest in sport at 5:15, August Tereshian and Nuacht Le Colm Ferreter. First in news, a decision has been made to build a new fire station that will serve both Ballyshannon and Bundoran. A vote was taken by Donegal County Council following 40 years of a debate, arguing whether a joint station would be of more benefit or not. The new single two-pump station is to be located at Finner, equally distanced between the two towns. A submission will now be made to the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management to secure funding for the project. Cathaoirleach of Donegal Municipal District, Councillor Micheál Nochtain, says today is a special day for the south of the county.
The people on the ground probably would have been far to see the two stations, one in Bundoran and Ballyshannon. That was never going to happen, and we wanted up for more time, but we fought it. But I think today basically is a good day, because after consultation with the fire masters and the managers in Bundoran and Ballyshannon, also with the Director of Services, Gary Martin, and with the Chief Fire Officer, I mean, we have come to the decision that basically the best way forward for both Bundoran and Ballyshannon is a single station at Finner, that will be the amalgamation of Bundoran and Ballyshannon with a two pump. And this will be a state-of-the-art fire station.
The council has got to go to the National Directorate for Fire and Emergency Management to secure funding to get this onto the next plan. As we've said, I mean, the people in that area have literally been waiting decades. How much longer is the wait going to be?
Well, the reason that we moved the motion today at a special meeting is because we have got commitment, basically from the department, you know, if we can get that in before the end of the year, that we can get in the capital budget for next year. And I think it's very important that, you know, that we move it forward now, and also to get machines on the ground next year, and hopefully see this station maybe completed in the next two to three years. The station in Bundoran and station in Ballyshannon are unsafe for purpose at the moment. And, you know, the last storm that we had in January, the station in Bundoran had to be stepped down. So, I mean, there is a worry for the fire staff and for the management in these stations. And I think, you know, we owe it to them that we can get a new station built. We have the land, it's council land at Finner, and now it's basically to get machines on the ground and get the department to fund it.
Members of the Donegal Municipal District are also seeking a new fire station in Glencullen Kill. Director of Services Gary Martin told the meeting he doesn't believe both will secure funding next year, but the application will be made. Meanwhile, a special meeting of Donegal County Council has been told today that just over 1,800 proposed social homes are at varying stages of completion. Members were presented with a progress report on the Council's plans from 2022 until the end of this year. Donal Kavanagh has more.
Of the 1,805 social homes in the pipeline in Donegal, 282 have been completed, 588 are on site, and 121 are at tender stage. 224 in-house projects are at the planning approved detailed design stage, 223 are at pre-planning stage, and there are 367 competitive dialogue projects with planning approved. More details on all those available on highlandradio.com. Members were told that over the course of November, it's expected progress will be made in a number of areas. The council expects to appoint a contractor for 10 units at Mulroy View Tamney and complete the tender process for the old fire station in Stranorder. It's also expected that 172 units for Ballymacool in Letterkenny will move to the next stage, and cost plans will be submitted and some site works begun for projects in Rathmullen, Kerrykeel, Dunkaneely, Lahey and Ardrah.
The Taoiseach's time is running short, according to a Donegal senator. Niall Blaney says it's in the best interest of the party that Micheál Martin resigns as the Fianna Fáil leader. The presidential election has been described as an eye-opener after Jim Gavin withdrew from the race early on following backlash over owed money, which has since been repaid. On today's 9 till noon show, Senator Blaney told Greg Hughes that the party's suffering as a result.
I think probably the most stark reality was at the weekend, seeing the result of the presidential election. It's the first time in the history of the state that the centre ground has shifted. And that's, for me, a wake-up call, and it should be for every member of Fianna Fáil. And to address that, it means seismic proportions and a real look at ourselves as a party. And in doing that, it may well mean change of leadership as well. And I think if Micheál Martin was smart at this stage, that rather than all this show that's going on, one against the other, tearing the party apart, I think Micheál Martin should name his date and decide that he is going to leave in the not-too-distant future and let the party start getting on with it and rebuilding again. I think it's the smartest thing to do, but moreover the best thing for the good of the party and whoever the new incumbent's going to be, give them time to plan and to rebuild the party and, I suppose, address our policy direction. Because it's going to take a policy direction to win back at centre ground. I just feel the last couple of weeks has been a dreadful time for the Fianna Fáil party. This tearing and tearing and tearing apart of each other is not a good way to go. And for the sake of the party, I think the right thing for him to do is to name a date when he still has control. Because I think the longer this goes on, the more he's undermining himself.
On the same programme, Senator Eileen Flynn asked if there was more to the withdrawal of Jim Gavin. He owed a former tenant over €3,000 in overpaid rent. Fianna Fáil have now lost out on a potential reimbursement of expenses for over €200,000. Senator Flynn thinks there's more to the story.
My gut says there's something bigger going on. Fianna Fáil couldn't have lost over €200,000 in a campaign, all at the cost of €3,000 for the candidate that they put forward. So, you know, I've a lot of questions. I every day reading, seeing is there any other stories coming up, and people is asking that question. Why did Jim Gavin drop out over like €3,700?
A reward of €1,000 is being offered to stamp out the yearly antisocial behaviour that happens in Killygordon on a Halloween night. For decades, the bridge located beside Dromore National School becomes impassable due to a bonfire. Last year, the fire was started by a group of youths believed to not be from the local area, while in previous year, vacant properties were also set alight. The cash is being offered by a local resident to anyone who can provide information that may lead to a conviction or the end of the disturbances. Councillor Patrick McGowan says there's a lot of anger and frustration among the local community.
People are not sure why Killygordon in particular has been targeted. One theory is that Lifford, Caskiffin, Convoy, Rafoe, Belfast, all of Garda stations, not that they're manned all the time or not, but they're there. So it's down to this. It's something that has developed, and a lot of people are concerned. They're frightened as well, because over the last, say, 20 or more years, it's not just that the public property has been targeted and damaged. Two empty houses burnt to the ground. It's not some kind of a celebration thing or nothing like that. You know, it's private property and they were actually burnt at the time and it was targeted. And these things are intended to get out of hand. So a lot of people are concerned over the years. The county council, the litter wardens, the Gardaí and that have been doing their very, very best. But they can't be there 24/7. And generally what happens is they monitor, they check the area for materials to take them away, but there's always more stuff. At this stage now, locals and individuals and businesses and people together are getting very frustrated and very angry, and that there are a lot of rumours coming around that certain people are involved in this and that they're facilitating gathering of materials such as mattresses at old tyres and stuff like that. But you know, you have a group of people there trying to do their best to keep the place clean and tidy. I know the authorities are very frustrated and trying to get it sorted out, but it's led to this offer today. So I would imagine that, you know, anybody that has information will be tempted with €1,000.
Meanwhile, a Gardaí in Donegal are to conduct extra patrols tonight to clamp down on antisocial behaviour and the use of fireworks. The public are reminded that the use of fireworks is illegal in the Republic of Ireland. Those who are in need of assistance are encouraged to call their local station. With more, here's Kyle Butler.
Animal welfare groups are urging pet owners to keep their animals in mind this evening. Gillian Bird, head of welfare at the NSPCA, says small steps can make a big difference for stressed pets.
Yeah, there's a lot of wild animals are out there at the moment, so a lot of hedgehogs and foxes and badgers. They're being disturbed because people are pulling apart their houses and their shelters to make bonfires. So just be safe. Be seen when you're out and about, and just remember the animals.
Brendan Flynn, chairperson of the National Ambulance Service Representative Association, says common sense can go a long way.
Well, we're dependent on the public applying reasonable foresight with the benefit of hindsight. You know, based on their past experiences around Halloween and the obvious dangers associated with that, and we would be grateful if they would exercise that experience tonight.
Even with all precautions, trick-or-treaters might want to hit the streets early. Showers are on the way, and soggy sweets are no one's idea of fun.
Contact details for all the local Gardaí stations can be found on our website, highlandradio.com. There will be no nurse available on Tory Island this weekend. The HSE has apologised for the unplanned gap in service, which will affect tomorrow and Sunday. All planned nursing care has already been delivered, and an agency nurse will provide cover from Monday until Thursday. The Assistant Director of Nursing responsible for the island has provided contact details to residents who may need to support, and local GPs, pharmacies and the Community Intervention Nursing Team and the Coast Guard have been notified. For urgent medical cases, the GP out of hours service NOWDOC remains available. DJ Kerry has been taken into custody for swindling almost €400,000 from multiple victims by pretending he needed money to treat a rare type of cancer. The former Kilkenny hurler will be sentenced on Monday after pleading guilty to 10 charges of deception on various dates between 2014 and 2022. Courts correspondent Frank Birney reports.
In 2014, DJ Kerry approached prominent businessman Dennis O'Brien, seeking financial assistance for cancer treatment in Seattle and a substantial bank debt. Mr. O'Brien gave him over €125,000 and $13,000, none of which was repaid. In his victim impact statement, Mr. O'Brien said DJ Kerry took advantage of his friendship. He said he believed him and felt embarrassed that he was completely duped. Mr. O'Brien is just one of multiple victims that DJ Kerry swindled. Some of them were repaid, but €250,000 is still owed. His barrister pleaded for leniency today, pointing to what he described as his client's stunning fall from grace and the notoriety and shame now attached to his name. Judge Martin Nolan said a custodial sentence is inevitable. The five-time All-Ireland winner was then remanded in custody for the first time. He'll be sentenced on Monday.
It's 12 minutes past five. Mark Gallagher will have all the latest in sport after these. It's 5:15 here on Highland Radio. Mark Gallagher's at the sports desk.
Thanks, Donna Marie. Good evening. We'll begin with soccer. The redevelopment of the clubhouse at McGinn Park in Buncrana, which got underway recently, is expected to be completed by June 2026. The Inishowen Football League was allocated €460,000 through the Community Sports Facilities Fund last year for the project that will see the building being transformed into a state-of-the-art facility. Manchester City striker Erling Haaland is fit to play against Bournemouth in the Premier League this weekend. He was a doubt after colliding with the post in last week's defeat to Aston Villa. Phil Foden could make his 200th top flight appearance in the match at the Etihad. City boss Pep Guardiola says it's a huge achievement for the 25-year-old.
It's an honour for me to have seen these 200 games close to him and the impact has done for us, for the club of his heart, and yeah, it's a good milestone. Especially at his age.
Celtic's interim manager Martin O'Neill says it's strange to be back in charge of his old club and heading for an old firm derby. They'll go head-to-head with Rangers at Hampden Park in the League Cup semi-final on Sunday. O'Neill was rushed into position this week following the dramatic departure of Brendan Rodgers. He's joked that he might not have accepted it if he knew what was coming.
Still surreal, believe it or not. When I came in, obviously I hadn't seen the fixture list. If I had, I probably would have stayed at home. But anyway, genuinely looking forward to now, or I think I am anyway.
The curtain comes down on the SSE Airtricity League Premier Division this season tomorrow with the final series of games, and there is still a lot to play for. Three teams, St Patrick's Athletic, Bohemians and Drogheda United, are level in points in the battle for fourth spot, which could be enough for European football if already crowned champions Shamrock Rovers go on to win the FAI Cup. At the other end of the table, Galway, Sligo and Waterford are in a battle to avoid ending up in the relegation playoff spot. Derry City are guaranteed European football, but a win tomorrow would give them a second place finish. They travel to already relegated Cork City, and Candy Stripes boss Tiernan Lynch says they want to finish as high up the table as possible.
You're only really as good as your last game, and we have had a decent finish to the season, there's no doubt, but now we have to go and actually finish the job. It's very much in our hands, and we have to, I think, focus, concentration, mentality, all the things that we've been brilliant at the last number of weeks. We have to make sure we come in. The season isn't finished at this stage. There's another game left, and it's a hugely important game for us, and we have to make sure we go in and finish the job come Saturday.
Elsewhere, it's Shelburne against St Pat's. Shamrock Rovers face Sligo Rovers. Drogheda United host Bohemians, and Waterford are at home to Galway in a massive game with regards to the relegation battle. In the Irish League Premiership, there are two games tonight. Bangor play Carrick Rangers, and Glentoran take on Portadown. In golf, Tom McGibbon will take a two-shot lead into the weekend at the Hong Kong Open. He followed up yesterday's course record 60 with a second round 65 this morning to move to 15 under par. Elsewhere, Leona Maguire is 10 strokes off the lead at the midway point of the LPGA Tour's Maybank Championship on 4 under. Finally, on the Gaelic Games front this weekend, there's action in the Ulster Club Championship. The big game on Saturday being Newbridge of Derry against Dunloy of Antrim in the first round of the Senior Provincial Football Competition. On Sunday, Cairn Donagh will look to progress to the semi-final of the Ulster Junior Club Championship as they face Emmy Vale in the last eight. And St Eunan's take on Éire Óg of Carrickmore in the Ulster Intermediate Hurling Championship quarter-final. Both of those games throw in at 1:30 on Sunday. And we'll have live updates from both on Highland Radio Sunday Sport. That's all your sport for today. You can join myself and Kieran Cannon on Saturday Sport from 2 o'clock tomorrow afternoon. Back to you, Donna Marie.
Thanks, Mark. Augustinish and Nuked Lake Colm Ferriter.
Seymour Mahas of Colm Ferriter and Sean on the Prive Skill Team. Cur Prive, I'm in a forest Nigeria, Shano Kind, Falcha, Revan Fogra, Gome, Ya, Villun, Yura, Kurha, Erfoil, and Fiha Fiha Sashay, Lahai, Torch, Jack Rukti, Mwiniha Forest Nigeria. Ek Falcha, Rev, and Fogra, it's Namasta, Han Kanishne, Jeru Fohart, Dirche, Lerian, and Medu, Santasa, Chomantas, and Ara Kaleri, Augustin Tawakta, Winin, Lahara Shinchara, Ave, Ek Play, Lishengelig, Augustin Geltucht, Ek Board, and Realtish. Lana na Kellyrihe Aritus na Geliga Arai and Jerry Sharton Yusha, La Clar Quimsi Hill Yakus Gius Fahanya Comortus Kyol, Dausa Agus Ahrishurat. Karutus la na Kellyrihe, Ihi Kedin Yelish and Okaj Vronta na Gradam Commerce a mask emakti ella at Barti Hill and Jerry Sharton na Curry Laher, Egjiru Heel Agus Ober, Brendan McAdoo, Cuivnor na Ganchori, Curry Laher fui Robert McAdoo, agus Avjochen Changa is at Wanchura Simel first year, agus Sjolfer, Mila Glor na Nog, Ash Nua da Hafadu Erlina, de Gohana Poestri. Kumai la lor agus lor fui heel agus seher an Ballyhora Velegis Shano Hahi, Scrifa eg Padrug o Tierney. Clahanach and Karen and Tanya Matera Kyunshin, Augustasha Lasholu, Amara, Egg and ICC, email first year. Show her lore, La Scrivna, the Hodge Scrivnori and your Hushkar Fosta, Dominic McGill of Regia, Roshan E. Wheel, Maya Denny Wren, August Cormac McGill of Regia, August Bay Cardlan Plana La Changa, August Chonskadal, Faulkner Octa, Forest Nigeliga, come out La Sholu, August Play Panel. An tema de garam de changa de hohi. Be an kurch filiacta chanaliha amara komai le session usage folklore bunkai e August Changlan bunkai e. August Tafaris Nigeliga a cartus la re nua and charton shaw la ha lomu offig saku in bel first year guji a forignev and candar such a gularna a fraj and candar. Os Cor Holland the Cafra Tan Aran Loniha and Nish Erin Kedarler than Orignov August Lannan and Ober Tarak to Saku Arai and Shin. Shin Mahodcha Illegulier Slanagus Bannocked.
Thanks, Colm. The number of homeless people in the Northwest has remained virtually unchanged Figures published today by the Department of Housing show 187 adults were without a home in the region at the end of September, slightly up on the August total of 182. Of those, 56 were in Donegal, down one from the previous month's figure. 35 families registered as homeless in the northwest, which is up one on August, while the number of dependent children in need of accommodation is down one to 64. Nationally, the numbers have hit a record high. Bear Grogan, executive director of the Simon Communities, says the figures were not a surprise.
It's not great news at all. It's consistently bad news. Unfortunately, month on month, we get our press releases ready to say we're going to be disappointed at the increase in numbers. And unfortunately, this month, the number of children has jumped again by 93 in just 1 month. That's three classrooms full of children.
There has been a 153% increase in the number of patients waiting for a bed at Letterkenny University Hospital this October compared to the same month last year. A total of 708 people were on trolleys over the course of the month, according to the Irish Nurses and Midwives Organisation. The figure was 778 at Sligo University Hospital, bringing the North West total to 1,568. Three Donegal-based food companies are being showcased in China at Asia's biggest seafood expo. Kelly Beggs Seafoods, Errigal Bay and Atlantic Dawn Group joined Board Bia and Minister of State Timmy Dooley. The event is part of the Agri-Food Trade Mission aimed at strengthening Ireland's export relationships, particularly in seafood, meat and dairy. Looking now to the weather forecast, dry this evening with a mix of clear spells and isolated showers, with highest temperatures of 11 to 14 degrees. To conclude this evening's news, a look back at today's main stories. A decision has been made to build a new fire station that will serve both Ballyshannon and Bundoran. A vote was taken by Donegal County Council following 40 years of a debate, arguing whether a joint station would be of more benefit or not. The new single two-pump station will be located at Finner, equally distant between the two towns. A special meeting of Donegal County Council has been told today that just over 1,800 proposed social homes are at varying stages of completion. Members were presented with a progress report at the Council's plans from 2022 until the end of this year. The Taoiseach's time is running short, according to a Donegal senator. Niall Blaney says it's in the best interest of the party that Micheál Martin resigns as the Fianna Fáil leader. Presidential election has been described as an eye-opener after Jim Gavin withdrew from the race early on following backlash over owed money, which has since been repaid. And finally, a resident in East Donegal has put forward a reward in a bid to bring an end to antisocial behaviour in the Killygordon area on Halloween night. Last year, a fire was started by a group of youths believed to not be from the local area on Tremore Bridge between Killygordon and the crossroads, while in previous years, vacant properties were set on fire. That's all for now. We'll be back with headlines at 6 o'clock.
The obituary notices for this Friday evening, the 31st of October. The death has taken place of Jane Laird, née McDonnell, Feltram House, Milltown Convoy, formerly of Glasgow, Scotland. Her remains will repose at her home from 11 a.m. to 10 p.m. tomorrow, with house private pleas today. Funeral from her home on Sunday afternoon at 1:30, going to Convoy Presbyterian Church for 2 o'clock service of thanksgiving for her life, followed by burial in the adjoining graveyard. House private pleas on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Intensive Care Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital and Convoy Presbyterian Church, care of any family member or Terence McClintock, Funeral Director. The death has occurred of Margaret Harley, Rossy Longan, Donegal Town, formerly of Drumard Frosses. Margaret's remains will repose at Tyrconnell Funeral Home, Drumroosk, Donegal Town, tomorrow from 1 p.m. to 8 p.m., followed by private removal to her late residence in Donegal Town. The house is strictly private, please. Removal on Sunday morning to St Mary's Church, Killymard, Donegal Town, for Requiem Mass at 11 o'clock, with interment afterwards in the local cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Oncology Unit, Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member or John McGowan, funeral directors. The death has taken place of Rosaline McCullough, 112 Lower Main Street, Strabane, reposing at her niece Joanne McGrath's home at 60 Ballycolman Avenue, Strabane, this evening from 5:30. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 10:30 for funeral mass in the Church of the Immaculate Conception, Strabane, at 11 o'clock. Interment afterwards in Strabane Cemetery. Family time, please, from 9 p.m. to 11 a.m. and on the morning of the funeral. The funeral mass can be viewed via the parish webcam. The death has taken place of Daniel Donaghy, 65, Cockhill Park, Buncrana. Removal from Murphy's Funeral Home, Roxtown, Tubenburn Foot, this evening at 6:15, going to St Mary's Church, Cockhill, for 6:15, reposing overnight. Requiem mass there tomorrow morning at 11, followed by burial in the adjoining cemetery. The Requiem mass can be viewed on the parish webcam. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Medical 2 Letterkenny University Hospital, care of any family member, or Blaine McCarran, Kelly's funeral directors. The death has taken place of Kathleen K. McDermott, Leitrim, Glenealy. Kathleen's remains are reposing at her home. Funeral from there on Sunday morning at 9:15 for 10 o'clock funeral mass in St Mary's Church, Bochan, followed by interment in the adjoining cemetery. The funeral mass can be viewed on cooldaffparish.com. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Friends of Inishowen Hospice, care of any family member, or Eamon McLaughlin, funeral director. And the death has occurred of Audrey Gilchrist, née Baskin, Tullymoran, Donegal Town, reposing at her late residence until 9 o'clock this evening and again tomorrow from 4 p.m. to 8 p.m. Funeral service in Donegal Presbyterian Church at 2 o'clock on Sunday afternoon, followed by burial in the Glebe Cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to the Irish Cancer Society, care of George Irwin, funeral directors, or any family member. For family information and more details regarding wakes and funerals, please go to highlandradio.com.